Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with Steve DeSager. Oh, sorry, is that too soon, Mike Harmon? My guy, you're my best friend. You're my best friend.
You had the chance to celebrate Michael Caine and hang out with Steve DeSager last night with me on a plane back from Tampa, and you said, screw this, I'm sick.
Michael Caine.
Listen to him, Rich.
He sounds like Edwin Diaz's leg.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's
that
tough.
Might be too soon.
That almost sounded tough. Like a saw working over.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Rich Ornberger with us tonight as we were supposed to be celebrating Aaron Rodgers, and instead we're talking about Edwin Diaz. And what you know is going to be the biggest injury, is going to be out for the year. That's all I can think of. He gets hurt celebrating the Dominican Republic's victory tonight in the World Baseball Classic. Strikeout to end the game. Everybody's jumping around. He goes down. And the latest update we got was that he will have an MRI tomorrow. And I'm just bracing for he's done for the year. I'm bracing for that. I've already accepted it in my mind, so anything else that happens is now a bonus.
No, but that's
it. If he comes back, that's a bonus now.
Yeah. When you're carried off the field, I mean, it's not a good start to
Sometimes it can be a good thing. You're the conquering hero.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Like, if you're Broadway Joe Namath, to use an example that hits close to home, especially in the Smith household, and
sure.
You're being carried off the field, that's one thing. This
he
looks
also
very
was
different.
Taken off the field for other reasons at one point. Just Joe, you got to go.
That is a good point.
Who wants a kiss?
One too many tipples of the old Bob. robot. But yeah, listen, the problem
I don't
even
know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
Can you say
what
that?
What is a tipple of the old bot? I'm going to let me Google that and see if we can say that.
Yeah, let's see if that's an actual term.
I don't know, tipple, but it is now. Doctor.
Of the old Baba. Let me see.
Well, tipple of whiskey is a term. I promise it. It's a small amount of alcohol.
Hey, when you had that tipple of whiskey that time.
Yeah.
I'll say this. He hit a tippler to short. Got him at
first. You know,
Tippler
played in the 30s.
Yeah, no matches on
they
Twitter.
They called
you
me
have
the
zero
French
matches.
Tippler.
The tipple of the old Baba.
We're getting fired.
Hey, sure. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying
former sponsor,
be.
TireRack.
No, they're with us. This is good talk, good chatter, and we're putting new verbiage into the lexicon.
It's going to be fine, you guys. I'm a professional broadcaster, I think.
You're a doctor and a professional broadcaster?
Well, I went to multiple schools all at once.
You know what friends of ours used to do? They'd go take the weekend seminar, right, where they'd have a speaker, and then they'd say, I attended Harvard.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I'm a graduate.
Some coaches used to do that, too.
Of Wharton
Business
School.
Hey, is that what Boeheim did at Syracuse to keep that job so long?
Yeah. Hey, listen, there's no reason to bring Boeheim in this.
Or can he get me fired from here? Does he have someone that can fire me like they did that guy out in New York?
We haven't. I actually talked with him, actually, the last couple of days.
Boeheim or the kid that got fired?
No. Brent Axe. I talked to him a little bit. No, listen, we have enough tonight without bringing Boeheim into this, okay?
Hey, speaking of Boeheim, real quickly, Jason, what time does Syracuse play tomorrow?
Here? They play tomorrow at noon.
What the hell is happening here? You knew exactly what was happening here. It's a convergence.
We don't need everything you love. We don't need Boeheim. We have Diaz. We have Aaron Rodgers. We have enough. We have enough tonight. And Rich is a doctor.
Yeah. And as your doctor, I'm prescribing you just a tipple of Cabernet Sauvignon.
a tipple of the old Baba.
Listen.
That's the name of tonight's podcast.
That sounds like the name of a horror movie like Part 7.
Yeah.
You know, Part 7, Tipple of the Old Baba. I can't wait to see that.
We ran out of titles. And we're very sorry for this one.
And it's really actually a remake of Leprechaun 3. But we're calling it Tipple of the Baba.
It's Saw 7, Tipple of the Old Baba. No. Yeah, that's what it is.
The Sinking of the Lusitania.
Yeah, not a movie.
Okay.
A movie.
All right.
Saw 7 was how the Puerto Rico game ended.
Oh,
you know, the USS Indianapolis movie did exist, and it starred Nick Cage.
Yeah. There you have it.
Is there a shark in it?
Last word.
There were a lot of sharks in it. That's kind of.
I will say this: this injury does not happen if Edwin Diaz is celebrating the mighty Mets toppling the Marlins in Port St. Lucie.
It's funny you should say that, though, because our guy Brandon Trufa, who was in here a little bit earlier helping out with the Odd Couple, he sent me the shot of the Mets when they were practicing their post game celebration and dog pile at spring training last year.
Oh, they actually practiced?
Yeah, they did the how do you celebrate after you get the third out of the world, the last out of the World Series.
So they clearly don't practice real plays. They're the Mets.
You know, no, but that's the thing about this injury, and this is what drives me crazy, not just Frostburg, is that this injury is a freak injury, right? Yeah.
It's a Mets injury.
It's so totally Mets. It's completely and so totally Mets.
Yeah, we saw this one coming in a weird way, unfortunately.
I actually bet on it.
No, pre-game. I didn't see that. If you saw this coming and you didn't tell me, Rich, I'm really pissed at you, man. If you saw this injury coming and you didn't tell me, I could have called Edwin Diaz, hey, when you save the game, just walk off the field.
You could have saved him like this was Quantum Leap or you were in the Marvel Universe?
Doctor Who?
No, you're not Doctor Who, you're Dr. Rich. No, what was that show where, what's his name? The guy got the newspaper the day ahead of time?
Oh, Early Edition with Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler, before Friday Night Lights. Yeah, he would get that.
We used to watch that. My folks loved that show.
This is... this is a case of
doctor, not a fortune teller.
So. Think about it. Well, now you're a fortune teller too. I'll put you in the Zoltar machine, like big.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to have to go back to another school. I'm going to find an online lecture. Hang on.
Wait. There's fortune teller schools. Wait a minute.
I'm looking it up right now. Look, we have.
Hey man, you could get a certificate for just about anything if you're willing to fork over $49.95.
Pulling out the old Googler here. I'm going to give you an answer in a second.
Good thing he's got dial up.
What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I mean, just saying, you know, it's here, so why not? Here we go. Yeah. Nothing's coming up early, I'm going to be honest with you. Fortune teller school, I figured, would be right at the tippy top of the list.
You want me to stop at the person at the end of the block when I go home?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're open late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
See what their qualifications are?
Yeah, ask
Where
them
did you go to fortune teller school?
How did you
carnival?
Become?
Like in the Wolfman. Did you stop by one of the folks there?
Listen, honestly, though, does this happen? I met spring training. The answer is absolutely
no. It doesn't. Look, and that's why I get so mad at the World Baseball Classic, because this is a freak injury. Yes, it could happen anywhere. Yes, but it happened because he was jumping up and down and celebrating a game that's not a spring training game, that's not a Mets game, that he winds up getting hurt in. This doesn't happen in spring training. That's the whole thing. Oh, this could happen anywhere. No, this doesn't happen in spring training. He's jumping up and down with his teammates, and he comes down awkward or someone bumps into him. This doesn't happen in spring training. So you can't tell me, oh no, this was something that could happen anywhere. It's this, that. No, this wouldn't happen then. This only happened because it's the World Baseball Classic and they're celebrating the win going out and he winds up falling. It's a freak injury, but it doesn't happen in spring training.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it certainly doesn't happen in Port St. Lucie or West Palm Beach. It's the
or
fact
City
that,
Field or
we're
anything.
We're trying to bring the world together here, and you guys are just saying we should stay separated.
I'm just saying that there is now a
I just wanted to make you guys feel bad.
And a swing and a miss, because I really honestly, I see it through the player's lens when I watch the Pro Bowl skills competition as opposed to see an actual game.
You watched that?
But these guys could have all said no, though.
That was a captive audience.
That's part of this. Right? I mean, I get it. Because we're now facing between your major league contract, national pride, the thrust of what baseball is trying to do, and globalization and marketing, sales. You could say no.
You could. Now,
you're not getting paid extra, right? And, I mean, nobody's – at least on the surface, giving you a giant pile of cash.
Don't misunderstand my lack of interest in the World Baseball Classic. I don't mind that it happens. I'm just saying, like, it is to a certain extent, like, you know what you're dialing up when you go out there. Like, this is going to be a serious outing. You're not going to be playing two-hand touch like the Pro Bowlers do. This is an exhibition that does matter. The reason why you had a swarm of Puerto Rican players flooding the field to celebrate is because it does matter. You know, you can't really call it an exhibition if pride is on the line, because absolutely nobody's pride is on the line during the MLB All-Star Game, during the NBA All-Star Game, during the NFL's Pro Bowl. But in the World Baseball Classic, these guys care. And so, yeah, I don't know if it was the celebration that injured Edwin Diaz, or if it was, you know, like making the comparison to the Tootsie Pop earlier, or if it was the, you know, 3, 7, 9, 12 pitches, whatever it took him to save the win at the end of this game that resulted in a stress fracture or something that was exacerbated when his teammates started jumping on him to celebrate the victory. Who knows the reason why he got injured, but he is injured, and it's because he was playing in the World Baseball Classic. Because again, this doesn't happen in Port St. Lucie.
But here's the thing, right? I'm watching USA right now, and they just had the shot of the swole back of Mike Trout, who was talking about how much fun he's had and how much this means to him. He's trying to steal bases, all those things. Have more or less capitalized on the line I've been running for years. The only meaningful at-bats he's had are opening day and at the All-Star game when he's trying to win another truck for a family member. So, should he be in bubble wrap because he's been injured the last couple of years? Probably.
I can't believe more teams haven't been more putting their foot down about, we don't want you to play in the World Baseball Classic. And I know that this is something that Major League Baseball is promoting. And, you know, look, it's a big deal around the globe, and you see how excited the other countries are in it. But you have to realize that this is something where teams are going, wait, our season could be ruined if you go too hard too fast and wind up getting hurt.
Jason,
so
it did happen.
We don't want you to play. And I'm really surprised more teams haven't said, no, I'm sorry, you can't go play. Now, after this, I can't see any team saying, yeah, we're okay with you guys going to play.
The Dodgers said Kershaw couldn't go.
Steve Cohen.
Well, they couldn't get him insured, right?
No,
I don't know how. To explode.
Yeah, Kershaw was not allowed to play. It did happen.
I don't know how this is not more across the board, which it probably will be after tonight, because this is just another instance of teams seeing, oh boy, our season could really go south fast if somebody gets hurt here. And we've seen what we still could see another injury. Who knows? But this was a guy that was celebrating. Celebrating because, I mean, in some ways, it's worse than if the guy just had an injury because he was throwing too much. Because then you could say, well, all right, maybe it would have happened to Edwin Diaz anyway because he hurt his shoulder, because he's still going to throw. He's still going to throw 99, whether he's trying to close out a game in Port St. Lucie or if he's playing World Baseball Classic. So I get that part of it. And that's, well, that might happen anywhere. But this was an injury that strictly only happened at the World Baseball Classic.
Mets,
this is not something that you could say, well, it could have happened here, could have happened here, could happen at some point. This was only a World Baseball Classic injury.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as a doctor, I mean, I'm sitting here watching this film trying to come up with some sort of diagnosis.
No,
I
it's
mean,
broke, Rich.
Hey, Rich, I just sent you the note, though. The semi-autobiographical TV show of your life is now available for streaming.
That's right.
How crazy is that timing?
Yeah, the Doogie Howser, MD. I mean, and as a result, I will say this. I mean, it could be, guys, torn meniscus. Maybe it is carpal tunnel syndrome. Perhaps it's
carpal
a torn
tunnel.
It's his knee. How could you say carpal tunnel?
Perhaps
it
it's
could
plantar,
be.
Perhaps it's plantar fasciitis, Jason.
Or okay.
Or maybe a torn ACL. An anterior cruciate ligament.
Are you just looking up medical terms in Google right now? Are you like Googling most popular medical terms?
Rick, are you just naming things on that page right now?
It could be a stress fracture.
So what Rich is really trying to say, guys, it's a waste of an MRI tomorrow.
All right. I ask you this without looking, Rich. Close your eyes.
Okay,
what part of the body does plantar fasciitis affect?
I'm going to say that affects the uvula, which, by the way, it's a tricky operation, but I have done several. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Several uvula operations.
You got to beware of a distended uvula.
That's right.
No question about it.
Could get in the way of the epiglottis, certain.
Yeah, sure.
100%.
Yeah, hey, here's the thing. I checked your body. You have a uvula, so that's good.
No!
Hang on your way out.
I'm a man!
Yeah, well,
today the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon and Dr. Rich Orenberger. That's what's happening with Edwin Diaz, because, you know, it only happens to the Mets. But straight ahead, what is now next for the Jets as Aaron Rodgers is coming on board? He wants to be a Jet. Wait till we tell you where they are as far as Super Bowl odds after today. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cool.
will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Tyshirt, is this like you playing Toxic with, like, your garage band?
We sound pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's good beat.
Yeah.
I could really bug out to it.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Rich Ornberg, Dr. Rich Ornberger.
Yeah, special guest of the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios.
With us tonight.
Doctor, what do you think of the song?
I'll tell you what, I got a fever. And the only prescription is more Britney Spears covers.
This is incredible.
So before we get into the Jets Super Bowl odds, which I've been waiting all night to say that, how do you feel right now? Just think about this for a second. How do you feel right now if you're Zach Wilson, that the last few days you've had to watch all your teammates say glowing things about Aaron, come play here, come play. The guys you're in the meetings with all last year, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, they're out in a fire pit going, come on, Aaron Rodgers, come here. We're going to burn a cheesehead. You see the reaction from everybody that Aaron Rodgers is coming. I mean, you can never put this kid on the field again in New York. I mean, you have to look at this and go, wow, we really, no matter what we say, he can never see the field for us again.
Yeah. You know, so much is discussed about privilege these days, and I'm not even talking about, you know, like the racial side of this. There is a privilege to being a first rounder. You are given so much leash as a first rounder. I can't tell you how many first-round draft picks I've played with over the course of my career who were guys who everybody knew the story. They were lazy, or they didn't study their playbook, or they were kind of coasting on those college laurels and faking injuries sometimes because they knew they were a little bit inept, especially early in their career, and there are a lot of people counting on that pick being right. And, you know, there's one way to handle it, which is, okay, say you're not up to snuff. You're not ready for the big dance. You're not ready for the show. You're not quite a pro yet. You're still figuring it out. A certain level of humility helps. A certain level of self-awareness helps. All of that stuff really helps win over a locker room. Now, you're not going to get everybody on board, because there are going to be people who are going to sour immediately and say, hey, why are we paying all this guy, this college kid, all this money? He's proven himself 0 days at the NFL level. And as it turns out, he can't throw the football at this level. He can't read defenses at this level, you know, whatever the excuses may be. But when Zach Wilson goes to the podium after that Patriots loss, where your defense holds them to, what, 6 points? And you lose that game, and they ask you flat out, hey, So the offense really needs to pick it up, or whatever I'm paraphrasing. And then he goes, no, I don't think the offense needs to take total blame for this one, where you only produce, what, 100 yards or less than 100 yards of total offense. It was outrageous. That's when he lost the locker room. There was zero humility. You're given so much as a first-round draft pick. All you have to do is just try not to be a jerk and literally fumble the privilege you've been given. And somehow he found a way to do it.
Rich, I think he did that before those public comments, though. I think it was on the field. You had the offensive linemen raising up their hands, wondering what he was doing and cursing out the coaches for having him in there. Yeah. That was long before he ever hit the podium.
Yeah.
You'd already lost them in the huddle before you even got to that point. It's the curiosity, because we always hear the argument of, all right, you got to look out for these young quarterbacks. And Rich, you know, having been in the locker rooms, you could speak to this far better. But me playing armchair psychologist, yeah, I just claimed that degree, since we're just going to grab. I got my MBA now. I got this one, too. If the guy's going to get, quote, lost, then he ain't your guy. Yeah. Right, if the getting benched and having to go through those growing pains and being shut down once, twice, whatever it's got to be, if that's enough to crack him mentally, then he's not the guy that you want as your franchise guy long term anyway. That's not the guy you're going to be able to build into that role.
Well, here's the problem with this whole Zach Wilson escapade, and really it's a personal problem for Zach Wilson now. And I don't
escapade
know
escapade was Janet Jackson, not Britney Spears.
I apologize. That's right. Yeah, we have to get that straightened out before the next before the next bed plays us into a segment. But this Zach Wilson situation is really a personal problem at this point, because, I mean, is he hireable? You know, are the Jets going to keep him in the organization? If Aaron Rodgers does, in fact, accept this job, does he want Zach Wilson pouting around the building? Or is he going to ask them to move on from him, to try to see what trade value he has out there and fill the quarterback room with somebody who's going to be supportive of Aaron Rodgers? You know, it's an interesting situation that Wilson finds himself in immediately. And it may be a situation where the Jets are just kind of stuck with him, and we'll see what that dynamic is like with, you know, a guy who's maybe in his last year of his career, second to last year of his career, third to last year of his career, who knows, with Aaron Rodgers, and somebody who's coming off of arguably one of the most turbulent rookie seasons we've seen a quarterback have in the NFL in recent memory.
See, but here's what hurts my heart. Okay, here's what hurts my heart, is every time people talk about Zach Wilson, I get on Twitter and I see somebody from Pro Football Focus or Pro Football, wherever, all these different places that analyze football, and they go, here's a montage of Zach Wilson plays from last year, and it's every play where there's a receiver wide open 25 yards downfield and he doesn't see him. And I go, oh my God, how does he miss this guy?
That doesn't help your Bryce Young argument.
It happens all the time. I go, why? Like last night, that when it was Alan Lazard coming in, does this mean Elijah Moore might be on his way out? Nope. Here's a bunch of montages of, here's plays where Elijah Moore was wide open last year and he didn't even see him. There's one play against the Vikings where Elijah Moore he just does like a kind of a rub route off the line of scrimmage, and the Vikings all lose him, and he's 20 yards past the line of scrimmage, and there's no Viking defender within 20 yards of him, and he's waving his hand up in the air, and Wilson's looking at that side of the field, and he throws it over the middle and almost gets picked off. I watch that and I go, how did we do this for 2 years? Aaron Rodgers, I can't believe he's here. I'm so excited. We're going to the Super Bowl. That stuff hurts my heart. And now Aaron Rodgers is healing it. That's how it's going.
What was great about that montage also is that they could use that to show how badly the Vikings defense played.
Oof.
At the same time. Look at all the open space. But it was an incompletion. Yeah, but look at all the open space. So we serve two masters here. We've got the terrible Vikings defense that we're showing you how inept Zach Wilson was as well.
Yeah, it's stunning. And I will also say this, though. It's not just Zach Wilson's fault. Because Zach Wilson, I mean, he's a product of the evaluation process. You know, this goes to show you how random some of this is, and also how, I mean, if it's millions, it wouldn't shock me, but how much money general managers get paid to swing and miss on the most important assets that an NFL franchise really has, which is the draft. A draft pick, especially in the first round, especially where the Jets have been drafting in the first round for a very long time. I mean, that potential is worth so much, because if you get it right, you're talking about how many future Hall of Famers come out of the first 32 picks of the NFL draft. I'm guessing a lot more than the rest of the draft, right? So there, you have that potential. It's just sitting there right in your hands. And the quarterback position is such an important draft pick to get correct. And they completely swung and missed in 2021. And you're right, it's been 2 years of this, Jason. It's been an insane waiting game that they've been playing, and it seems like it's only gotten worse. So desperation is breeding this interest in Aaron Rodgers, and who knows, maybe the ends justify the means, because if after a hot start last season and things falling apart toward the end a little bit can be aided in a great way by a future Hall of Famer coming in for maybe only 1 year, this team could have a great deal of success. I'm a big believer in the talents of Aaron Rodgers, even still. And if he's paired with some talented players, which the Jets have a couple around that offense, and they get reasonably healthy with luck with health, then this could be a special season for New York. But I say that, and I am talking about the New York Jets, and that is a tough putt to make.
Well, so. And that's the thing, right? Jason and I have this in common, though, Rich, is that at some point you have turned the page. Yes, it's another GM. Yes, it's another group picking the players. Likewise, in Chicago, you finally have people running the show that aren't part of the McCaskey or McCaskey-adjacent clan, right, with Ryan Pohl. So there's some trust that, okay, if it's outside of that purview of influence, right, the outside of their short little sphere of influence and exerting whatever philosophical ideologies they've held for these decades of futility, and someone else is coming in and allowing to build their own, you know, benchmarks and how they're going to approach building a squad. I got to hope that these guys at least are moving in the right direction. And I think with Joe Douglas, at least to this point, you could say for the most part, they're at least on the right track.
Can I ask this question? Because Jason has been following this for a very long time.
Too long. 50 years. Too long.
Is there something to the fact that you need to find an iron-willed human being? That the evaluation process, it really is taken too lightly how impactful the local media is on the player? Because I grew up in New York. I'm a Long Island kid. I played high school football there. And then I took my talents to Penn State and then to the NFL, but up in New England, and then beyond that to the Cardinals and the San Diego Chargers. Like, I've never played in New York. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know. I've never been near a quarterback, you know, on a daily basis who has to be, you know, has the full brunt of market one unleashed on him on a daily basis. I mean, is that part of this, that there is a real erosion to the mentality of the quarterback in New York, that they're just not taking, none of these general managers are taking seriously enough when they're going into the draft and trying to find the quarterback with the fortitude to withstand all that?
No, and you know what? And I'll use Edwin Diaz tonight as an example of that.
Oh, too soon, Jason.
I know. And that's why this sucks even worse.
The first cut is the deepest.
You just punched yourself in the face there.
Trust me, I know, as a surgeon, that's true, Mike.
Now he's a surgeon. I love it.
Because
he's a man of many skills. He wields many blades like the Swiss Army knife himself.
Taken four with Dr. Rich.
I'm looking for Dr. Giggles Part 2 with Rich Ornberger.
Nicely done. That's a good poll.
That is a good poll.
Edwin Diaz is not just a really good closer, but he's a closer that can handle the pressures of
former closer.
Right. And, well, no, he's still a closer. He's just going to be injured for a long time. Is that he can handle the pressures of New York, and it takes a special guy to be able to do that. And for someone like Zach Wilson, who's suddenly out of BYU, and here he is, he doesn't know what to say when he's standing in front of the media, and normally that was okay, but what hastened his benching, when he wouldn't take accountability for that 10-3 loss to the Patriots. When he said, when they said, do you feel like you could have done more, it's your fault? No, no, not at all. It's like, whoa, dude, that does not play in New York. There's things that can play someplace else and things get blown off, but that doesn't play in New York, and that's what hastened his benching.
Stop right? asking me about these things and ask me about my mom.
Yeah. So now you have Aaron Rodgers who, yeah, is he going to give a crap if the New York media says or writes something bad about him?
Lose my number, Samini.
I'm not talking to you, Samini. I'm just going to go on Pat McAfee's show every single day. So I'm not worried. People think, oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to get eaten alive by the New York media. Aaron Rodgers is going to have them for breakfast. He's going to be entertaining. He's going to be fun. If people question him, he's going to question them right back. Right. He is a global NFL star, and there's no way that that's going to be too big for him. That's why getting him was such a big deal, because I know he can handle New York. Could Derek Carr handle New York? I mean, come on, man. The guy had enough trouble in Vegas when they gave him all kinds of stuff, and he could still find a way to cry.
Is his brother going to New Orleans to apologize for him still?
No. I have no
problem. It's not his fault. Look at all the coaches they use. Like, yeah, because he stunk.
That's another big reason why Aaron Rodgers is big, because in the media in New York, he's going to be able to handle it. It's going to be great.
And as long as he wins, everybody will kiss his ass anyway.
Yeah, that's not happening, Mike.
And he will win. We're going to the Super Bowl. We have the 7th best odds of going to the Super Bowl now. It's awesome.
What do you think about that, Rich? 7th best. Is that 7th best in the AFC?
Hang the banner. Hang the banner. Hang the banner.
I think that Aaron's going to be better. I think that he will 100% not say something quite as – what's so bizarre about that Zach Wilson quote, you know, and I know we've spent enough time on it already, but what's so strange about it is he had to have known that that was not going to play, and he just couldn't help himself. Like, you know, that level of lack of awareness, or even if he was aware of what would happen on the other side of it, and just not caring, you know, lacking the savvy to allow his emotions to get in the way of what the job requirement was, which was just to be merely political. Even if he didn't feel all that bad about the offensive performance, which is bizarre anyways, but beside the point, even if he didn't feel that bad, the fact that he was willing to say as much is bizarre. So yeah, Aaron Rodgers won't make those missteps, but I am curious to know if they get off to a losing streak, you know, say they're, I don't know, 1-3 to start the season, and all of a sudden it's week 5 and the media shows up to the podium and they're asking some real hard questions and he's got to take the hit. What does that look like? I mean, is it going to be sort of this friendly repartee that you described, or is it going to be something a little bit more vicious? I'm curious.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We're already sending you off?
Oh, boy. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon.
What are you, going to visit Edwin Diaz in the hospital?
Yeah, you know what happened earlier, too? Justin Verlander was discussing winning the World Series with the Mets.
Yeah.
So he kind of put it into the universe, and the sporting god said, not so fast, my friend.
Was that pre or post-injury?
I feel like it's mean, but I do want to pile on at the same time. Seriously,
it's not mean at all.
When you see Edwin, give him my best and tell him I'll see him in the morning.
Dr. Rich Ornberger, who will get a second opinion with Edwin Diaz.
Wait, I got a joke that came in via text from our guy, Kurt Kretschmar, listening, our affiliate director. Hey, Jason, what does MRI mean?
I don't know. Mets? What does MRI mean?
Maybe really injured.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Tell Alan.
Goodness gracious. I'll say this. I am a doctor, but I also did confuse laxatives with lozenges earlier.
So. Yeah. You want to make sure when you prescribe that for people, they understand.
And I want to – so I extend that apology to you, Jason.
Well, both loosen things up. One loosens up phlegm, the other, well.
Well, yeah.
See, I think this could be a show. We follow Rich around as a doctor, and he prescribes the wrong things to people, and we see what happens. Like, that's a show.
This could be a short-lived documentary.
That's a show.
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
First show's not even over. He's already getting sued four times. Amazing.
And then we just have to keep running disclaimers.
So
check against real licensed doctors.
My day goes from the celebration of Aaron Rodgers. We had 27 minutes on the show tonight to celebrate it until Edwin Diaz got hurt. Celebrating in the World Baseball Classic. So there's that. But we have a Jordan Schultz bomb coming our way. MLB, NFL, NBA insider from The Score.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Had a late night. We usually get Woj bombs. We got a Jordan Schultz bomb that a few minutes ago that the Cowboys have had good discussions with Odell Beckham Jr. Positive discussions. Several teams are interested. Dallas wants to make it work. Odell seeking a multi-year contract. So they say goodbye to Ezekiel Elliott today. And I have to think that if at all possible, this is where it's going to wind up happening. Jerry Jones has talked about signing him forever.
And they let Noah Brown go, right?
Yeah, he wasn't healthy enough the end of last year. But when Jerry Jones wants something, Jerry Jones gets something. So I have no doubt in my mind this is where Odell's going to wind up, and Jerry's going to give him the money needed to make this happen.
There are certain players who they fit. They just fit in the city that they're going to, and you're just like, no, this makes a lot of sense. Odell Beckham Jr. fits as a Cowboy. You can see him in the jersey if you close your eyes. You're gonna see the locker room scenes of Jerry Jones giving him big hugs and, you know, exchanging pleasantries while Odell Beckham Jr. flashes the trademark smile. It feels like this is going to happen. It's odd that I didn't even really think of the Cowboys as being one of the teams that would be fierce on the radar, but OBJ, to your point, is one of those one of those who Jerry has chased around the social media and radio interviews that he's done for years, and it feels like a fait accompli at this point.
Well, I mean, what are you going to let? I don't know what
fait accompli. Is that Latin for it's a laxative?
It's a fait accompli. You said some kind of medical term, I think.
Yeah, I think. Okay. Like, I'm going to.
They
pull
drafted
up the,
who?
Hang on a second. Torn meniscus. Let's see.
I don't think it had anything to do with this. They desperately needed a number two alongside CeeDee Lamb, other than Dalton Schultz, Gallup, Hilton, everything else. No, and if you're a little star power will leave in Ezekiel Elliott, you got to replace it with Odell.
Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Rich Ohrenberger, Dr. Rich Ohrenberger.
Bye, Smith.
We're going to take you home. More NFL coming up next. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.